What is the true meaning of the Kalki avatar expected by the Hindus?
Okay, Kalki avatar is the last avatar of the Hindu religion, and they expect him to come and purify all the religions on earth and destroy all the bad people and establish the kingdom of heaven or purify earth according to the teaching. So, Kalki avatar is the 10th avatar, I guess, in the Hindu religion. And the conclusion is Maitreya is the Kalki avatar. And when the Maitreya comes, he is really the same as also what the Hindus. So, Buddhists and Hindus apparently agree in one thing. When the fifth Buddha comes, he is the same as the Kalki avatar. And that's why, go to the website and ask for Kalki avatar, you find a bunch of people, claiming that they are the Kalki avatar. And that's all over in the United States, in India, in Tibet, here and there. And of course, you have to ask them, did you fulfill the prophecy? Did you, came up with everything that God said is going to come? Did you revive the, of course, if you read the teachings of everybody else, they are preaching that basically the origin is the same. We have to come together, we have to, become one and all that. But we can see that our teaching is unique in that it doesn't say our religions are the same. It says each religion has a specific message for humanity. So in essence, it confirms the same thing. What the prophet, what the Muslims are waiting for Mahdi to come as the person that purifies the religion. What Christians are waiting for Messiah to come again. Purify their religion. Jews are waiting for Messiah to come and purify their religion. So all of them, as our website shows, that they're all talking about the same revelation, the same thing. Okay. It's been, understood very deeply to God also, the message is more important than the messenger. Okay. When the messenger becomes more important than the message, what happens to that religion, to that revelation? Okay. It doesn't mean you should be disrespectful to the messenger and, not vacuum and all of this, but messenger is important because of the message. Okay. Because the messenger is the person who brings the message that conforms. First, God exists. Okay. That's very important. Most of humanity don't believe God exists. They really don't. A lot of people, say, second, message is important. Okay. The message is the general demand for identification of the religion. Third, the Kalki avatar, the Messiah, the revelation like this does not come along easily. Okay? Then you give me an old idea. What are you doing there? Are you disconnecting us all the time? No connection. But you can hear me? Okay. So we can see that not anybody, a lot of people claim they are only thing. But they are not. The third is, we should connect this attached to the person. You just go to this episode, they are all attached to this person. He is Sai Baba, he is this, he is that. He is the manifestation of God, he is. But what is the teaching? What is the message? So they are in a worshipping of the image. Okay. In a desire what God is trying to say to humanity. Okay? Again, we can say message important, that is what we have to do, and coming up such a message and such beings are very, very, very rare, and when they come, they connect you to God. That's why it is so humanity, it's so important for humanity to be told that don't be attached to anybody or any images, any person or anybody but to God. It's just gonna completely, you know, bring a lot of unification to humanity, but all these people are not separated because of little gurus all over the place. Okay? But all of them are connected to God. In fact, what I say, somebody come and said, you know, Krishnamurti was the you know, my creator. Okay, fine. Okay. But you are attached to Krishnamurti. Okay. You are not connected to God. So that's what he has to connect humanity to God. That is what unifies them. Not creating teachers, separation, and branches and all that which separates human from humans. The only thing unifies is God. The only path is eternal one path. There is no separation, there is no branches in the vision of Maitreya. Okay? And we should not create one. It will be very destructive if we even try. Okay? Thank you very much. Yes, Lana? Yeah. Okay. Okay, we are getting disconnected here again. And the avatar is the avatar of the last avatar of the Hindu religion. It's just like every other religion, they also believe that, you know, there's going to be a last one that brings the whole thing together. And we can see that the whole thing has come together. So we have to take this good news and spread it all over the earth. You know, we have to, you know, reach out. We have to, you know, not stay where we are. Okay? We have to get this message going to everyone. We have to get this teaching going, get this mission going. Okay? We need to get this internet connection. So we're not getting disconnected all the time. If people come here that they know very well about the computers and get on with creating the server and the system for ourselves and the publishing company and know everything, you know, that we can reach to humanity in the greatest degree. So move, just get on with it, get on with the work, you know, we live here, okay? And it is something that makes sense. Okay. So let's connect the humanity to God directly. Let's get beyond the separation of the branches and gurus and all these. There is only one God, His formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. And that is the most important thing. The rest of the teaching are man-made. Okay, does it make sense?
Yeah, thanks, Jaya.